Exodus, chapter 4. And Moses answered and said, But, look, they will not believe me, nor listen to my voice, for they will say, Yahweh has not appeared to you. And Yahweh said to him, What is that in your hand? And he said, A rod. And he said, Cast it on the ground. And he cast it on the ground, and it became a serpent, and Moses fled from before it. And Yahweh said to Moses, Put forth your hand, and take it by the tail, and he put forth his hand, and laid hold of it, and it became a rod in his hand. That they may believe that Yahweh, the God of their fathers, the God of Abraham, the God of Isaac, and the God of Jacob, has appeared to you. And Yahweh said furthermore to him, Put now your hand into your bosom. And he put his hand into his bosom, and when he took it out, look, his hand was leprous, as white as snow. And he said, Put your hand into your bosom again, and he put his hand into his bosom again, and when he took it out of his bosom, look, it was turned again as his other flesh. And it will come to pass, if they will not believe you, neither listen to the voice of the first sign, that they will believe the voice of the latter sign. And it will come to pass, if they will not believe even these two signs, neither listen to your voice, that you will take of the water of the river, and pour it on the dry land, and the water which you take out of the river will become blood on the dry land. And Moses said to Yahweh, O, Lord, I am not eloquent, neither before, nor since you have spoken to your slave, for I am slow of mouth, and slow of tongue. And Yahweh said to him, Who has made man's mouth? Or who makes man mute, or deaf, or seeing, or blind? Is it not I, Yahweh? Now therefore go, and I will be with your mouth, and teach you what you will speak. And he said, O, Lord, send, I pray you, by the hand of him whom you will send. And the anger of Yahweh was kindled against Moses, and he said, Is there not Aaron your brother the Levite? I know that he can speak well. And also, look, he comes forth to meet you, and when he sees you, he will be glad in his heart. And you will speak to him, and put the words in his mouth, and I will be with your mouth, and with his mouth, and will teach you what you will do. And he will be your spokesman to the people, and it will come to pass, that he will be to you as a mouth, and you will be to him as God. And you will take in your hand this rod, with which you will do the signs. And Moses went and returned to Jethro his father-in-law, and said to him, Let me go, I pray you, and return to my brothers who are in Egypt, and see whether they be yet alive. And Jethro said to Moses, Go in peace. And Yahweh said to Moses in Midian, Go, return into Egypt, for all the men are dead who sought your soul. And Moses took his wife and his sons, and set them on a donkey, and he returned to the land of Egypt, and Moses took the rod of God in his hand. And Yahweh said to Moses, When you go back into Egypt, see that you do before Pharaoh all the wonders which I have put in your hand, but I will harden his heart and he will not let the people go. And you will say to Pharaoh, Thus says Yahweh, Israel is my son, my firstborn. And I have said to you, Let my son go, that he may serve me, and you have refused to let him go, look, I will slay your son, your firstborn. And it came to pass on the way at the lodging place, that Yahweh met him, and sought to kill him. Then Zipporah took a flint, and cut off the foreskin of her son, and cast it at his feet, and she said, Surely a bridegroom of blood you are to me. So he left him alone. Then she said, A bridegroom of blood you are, because of the circumcision. And Yahweh said to Aaron, Go into the wilderness to meet Moses. And he went, and met him in the mountain of God, and kissed him. And Moses told Aaron all the words of Yahweh with which he had sent him, and all the signs with which he had charged him. And Moses and Aaron went and gathered together all the elders of the sons of Israel. And Aaron spoke all the words which Yahweh had spoken to Moses, and did the signs in the sight of the people. And the people believed, and when they heard that Yahweh had visited the sons of Israel, and that he had seen their affliction, then they bowed their heads and worshipped.